Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, the familiar voice of MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford, it's here. It's finally here.
It's just around the corner.
Really pretty incredible because we've been talking about it for 6 months now.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting excited for the silent auction.
Yeah, this coming Tuesday, we've got the Catholic Radio annual dinner.
Yes.
We may have a few seats still left, so if you're interested, jump on the phone, give us a call at 317-870-8400. Talk to Patty. If there are seats available, she'll slip you in.
She will. She will. And Father John Hollowell is our speaker. It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. I also want to put a little plug in. I'm going to run for the month of October as a gift to our Blessed Mother, stories about people who have visited Fatima. So if you've been to Fatima and you have a special story that you would like to relate, either a healing or a conversion or a special experience, give us a call here at the studio or email me, mj@catholicradioindy.org, and let us know. Because the whole month of October, we're going to be on Faith in Action sharing those stories. And I've already gotten a few, but this is kind of a wrapping up the end of Fatima, the anniversary of Fatima. And so we're going to run those in October.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Deacon Mike Braun. He is the director of the Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And he brought with him Kyle Stevens. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, MJ. It's good to be here.
Thank you, MJ.
Okay, so there are a few times in the life of in the life here at Faith in Action where you wish this was a visual, and today is one of those days. One, I love the blue glasses on Kyle, but two, you have a miraculous medal that is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, tell me the story about that first before we even get started. It's glorious.
So I have a friend who is in religious life right now for the community of St. John. He just entered his novitiate, and he gave me a book a while back, 33 Days to Morning Glory.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And yeah. So I consecrated myself to Jesus through Our Lady, and I needed a miraculous medal, so I looked around on EWTN religious catalog, and
That's serious.
I didn't realize how large it was. And so it's really meant for a wall hanging.
No.
It's a statement piece. And people ask me about it a lot, and I say, you know, oh, it's Our Lady, and
it's beautiful. Yeah, I love it. Several of my children and my daughter-in-law have done the 33 Days to Morning Glory. Beautiful. In fact, Sister Marianne Schumann gave it to me shortly before she died. And she said, you must do this. You must do this. It'll change your life. So, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so there's an event coming up at the end of the month or middle of the month. I'm not quite sure about the dates. Deacon, tell us what's this all about.
We're very excited, MJ, to have the first annual Mass for persons with mental illness and their families and friends and mental health professionals. It will be an annual Mass. It's scheduled for Sunday, September 24th at 1:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish. Father Michael Hoyt will preside. And we're hoping that we have a nice crowd there that we can celebrate and pray with.
Yeah, how wonderful. You know, so this is the first, which is kind of interesting. How did this come about? What's the history of this?
So, MJ, I approached the Archdiocese about a year ago. It was in April, I believe. Is that right, Deacon Mike?
Sure, it was around.
It was around April. Mm-hmm. And I was going through my certified recovery specialist training. And I wanted some sort of ministry. You know, I saw a need for people needing to be included who have mental illness, you know, in integrating them into parish life. And so I wanted to start a ministry at first. That was the goal. I wanted to do some sort of like apostolate, some sort of, you know, church approved ministry for this. And so I approached the Archdiocese and we had a meeting, and we decided that for right now the best thing would be to have a mass said for those affected by mental illness. And so we were going to do it last year, but I had some difficulties in my own recovery, and so we delayed it till this year. And and so here we are.
Okay, so the interesting thing is this is not only for the people affected with mental illness, but their families and caregivers. This is a kind of a reaching into the community, if you will.
Right.
How will this Mass, Deacon, how will this Mass look any different than a Mass that you would celebrate any other time?
It'll be, similar to any Mass, yet it will be specific for healing for the families, for the persons with mental illness. Often families encounter, persons with mental illness and families and friends encounter stigma and misunderstanding about their illness. And as church, we want to stand with Kyle and others and just be there for to help them in their recovery. As Kyle mentioned, and it's recovery, and spiritual healing is a component or a part of, an important part of, recovery from illness.
Amen. You know, I was telling Kyle a little bit off air that we have a very good friend of ours who goes to St. Simon right now, but they actually started at another parish. They have a child that they lost recently in the last couple years who suffered from mental and physical illness, but they switched parishes because the priest would not administer communion to their son, and yet their son was capable, had gone through First Holy Communion, but then suffered difficulties as he went into his teen and later years and had to be institutionalized, hospitalized, and it broke their hearts that their community, there was no outlet. He could not receive communion. He wasn't allowed to. They came to St. Simon's. They came to another church and actually St. Simon, and their son was allowed. And in fact, delivered communion. They had communion brought to him. But I had no idea mm-hmm. the heartbreak mm-hmm. or the effect that this had. I mean, going to Mass, to us, it's an incredible gift that I think I take for granted, to be able to receive Mass and communion on a regular basis at will, at whim. But this is a need that I didn't even know was there.
Yeah, I think that really is a concern. There are many times people with mental illness and their families feel unwelcome in parishes, and they just feel really uncomfortable in that setting. And so we as an archdiocese, we as a church, we as fellow Catholics want to stand with them here and worship with them and really in this Mass celebrate their lives because they are people of God, just as we all are made in the image and likeness of God. And we want to recognize that, acknowledge that, and stand with them.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today on Faith in Action, Deacon Mike Braun. He is the director of the Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry. Okay, that's a mouthful, Deacon. What does that actually mean?
It's really all of ministries with the archdiocese that serve the people in the communities. I mean, schools is separate. There's also a Secretariat for Evangelization and Worship that Father Pat Beidelman leads. But in our pastoral ministries, that includes youth ministry and young adult and college campus ministry. It's pro-life and family life. It's the intercultural ministry, serving all of the different intercultural ethnicities we have here in our midst. It's ecumenism and interreligious dialogue and prison ministry as well.
Oh my goodness. We cover a lot. You cover a lot of bases down there.
Yeah,
I hope you have a lot of help.
Yes, we do. Have wonderful leaders in, serving.
I know we're not going to be able to get this in all before the break, Kyle, but in chatting with you, it came up that you are a convert.
Yes, I am.
And I would love it if you would tell us a little bit of that story, because I know just from chatting with you a little bit that this actually, what we're talking about today is kind of a culmination. It's kind of the icing on the cake. But your journey has taken many twists and turns to come to us today. And you are such a joy. I mean, looking at you, you're a very joyful person. So let's start into it. Or Kent, should we just take the break now and then do it after the break?
I'd say let's just take a break right now. We'll be back with more of Faith in Action right after this.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
The Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry and the Office of Catechesis will sponsor a Mass for those affected by mental illness on Sunday, September 24th at 1:30 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas, 4600 North Illinois Street, Indianapolis. Father Michael Hoyt will celebrate the Mass for those whose lives are affected by mental illness, individuals, family, friends, and health care providers. There will be a reception to follow in the Bethany Room. All are welcome. Please register at www.archindy.org/PLFL/ministries-health. If you have questions, please contact Carrie Carroll at 317-236-1521 or kcarroll@archindy.org.
It's not just a radio station, it's a ministry.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You guys just have no idea how much of a difference it makes.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Deacon Mike Braun. He's the director of the Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Kyle Stevens. Kyle Stevens, who actually came up with the initiative, approached the Archdiocese, and a Mass is going to be offered at the end of September, really because of your initiative.
And really, yes, because of my initiative, but the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I think,
in doing a little bit of research and chatting, it came out that actually you are a convert, and a pretty recent convert to the faith.
Yes,
so
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the seeds of that conversion and the story. How did it all come about?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Independent Christian Church, which, you know, some of you may know of. They split off from Disciples of Christ, that Christian church. And, I had a pretty good life, when I was going to a small country church near Rushville, Indiana. And I sort of started to lose my faith after I was baptized at 9 in middle school and through high school. Discovering that I had same-sex attraction, and I wasn't sure what to do with that. And so in high school, I came out, when I went off to IU Bloomington, I lived the lifestyle out and, searching for someone. And that's when mental illness started to show up. And So fast forward into after I left IU because my grades were really bad and I got dismissed. I knew something had to change. I was watching The Passion of the Christ when I came home. I came home for Easter break, Good Friday, and I was watching The Passion, and I knew I was just started crying and getting emotional. And I knew something sort of had to change. So that really was the beginning of my Christian journey. And fast forward to 2012, or 13 rather, I was living in Columbus, and I felt this prompting to attend a mass, and I did not grow up Catholic. I have one family member who is Catholic, my aunt, I felt a prompting to go to mass at St. Bartholomew, and when I watched the mass, I just knew this is where I had to be. This is where, God is calling me into deeper communion with Him. And so I entered RCAA that fall in 2013. And I read the catechism too before I entered RCAA, and that really helped. I didn't understand all of it.
You've got lots of company there.
That's true. I entered the church in April of 2014, the Easter Vigil, April 19th, 2014. And I've been Catholic ever since. And my relationship with God has grown so much, and the graces from the sacraments are, my cup runneth over, because Amen. it's just wonderful. So
is that a brown scapular that you
yes
have?
I am.
Oh my goodness gracious, God bless you. Okay, not only do you have a brown scapular, but a miraculous medal. You know, it's interesting, my mother used to give us brown scapulars and a green scapular when mm-hmm. we were little, and I was so vain it would show through my clothes, and so I didn't want to wear the brown scapular. And she would say, well, that's kind of the point, you know. I mean, it was kind of like horsehair, only in the, you know, the today, you know, shirts, but modern versions, right?
Right, right.
But I have a daughter who wears a brown scapular and a green scapular, and it's kind of a resurgence, enjoying a resurgence, if you will.
Right.
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 You also have a couple other little medals there.
So one medal is...
is that Blessed Theodore?
No. One medal, this is the Sacred Heart. I have Sacred Heart. And this is the Angelic Warfare Confraternity. I don't know if anyone's familiar with this, but it's a Dominican confraternity for purity. And people... who pray 15 Hail Marys and two prayers every day to get the graces to help keep chaste, to keep Amen. In the virtue of chastity. And then Saint Faustina.
Oh, Faustina, right.
Who is my my confirmation saint. I chose her as my confirmation saint when I came into the church.
So it's Kyle Faustina.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, God bless you. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, Deacon Mike Braun, Director of the Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry, and Kyle Stevens, who really brought this initiative of this mass for the for people affected by mental illness, brought this initiative to the Archdiocese, talked about it. It now is going to be happening the end of September. What's interesting to me, Kyle, is that you mentioned that the idea came to you, you were open to the possibility, and you acted on the possibility. And, okay, I'm not going to say anything negative about the Archdiocese or the church or anything, but oftentimes they move very slowly. So it's impressive that they embraced this and the mass is happening. I mean, come on, Deacon, you have to admit. I mean, lots of times your ideas come to the, and you say, yeah, great idea, we'll talk about it. But why did this particular initiative, why was this kind of ears perked up, and why is this happening?
Well, we are busy, as we talked about earlier,
yes.
with the Archdiocese, with the ministries we serve. But as Kyle and he brought a friend with him, as they talked to us, we really could sense the need and the pain that they had been through and experienced in their lives, and even among some of the staff there from the Archdiocese, they had experienced this in their family, this illness, and so that really pushed us, helped us to listen to the Spirit and to decide how best we can serve and help in the spiritual healing. And it led to this annual Mass that we are beginning this year.
You know, as you talk, Deacon, it makes me feel like and understand that we really are in this together, mm-hmm. that we really are a family called to be open to each other and embrace each other, and as St. Paul said, help each other get to heaven. I love that. And this is part of it. You also mentioned earlier, and maybe Kyle, you could talk to this a little bit, there is a certain amount of feeling of isolation or feeling apart, if you will, from the crowd, from the group, from the included, when you are suffering from a mental illness, even the caregivers, the family members, and that hurts my heart to hear both deacons say that and you say that, but it is true, is it not?
It is very true, and I think because there's a lot of stigma, people don't understand mental illness, and especially if you've never been through it yourself or your family hasn't ever been through it with you, then people don't really get it, and people don't understand, you know, even within this past year, I've had a lot of struggles and, you know, I ask people to pray for me and it's hard to say, you know, well, it's mental and it's not physical. It's not like, you know, I'm going through cancer or something. It's, you know, I have bipolar disorder. So it's, you get treated a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within the church, especially, and people just don't understand. And when you mention it, they just kind of look past it or just kind of ignore it, and they don't understand. So,
you know, you mentioned earlier, you brought up the same-sex attraction earlier, and I think there's so much of a disconnect and misunderstanding about what the church thinks or teaches about same-sex attraction. I think it's a huge misunderstanding, actually. And that's a little bit of a shame. That's a little bit of a disappointment, because the church actually embraces completely everyone and right. open to everyone. I hope you felt that. I hope you...
Yes, and I really did. I found after I, you know, started my conversion, after I knew I was supposed to become Catholic, and this is after, you know, mental illness and same-sex attraction at the same time, after having survived a suicide attempt and, you know, just really living with this illness and same-sex attraction. But I Googled gay Catholic or something like that, and I found Courage, the apostolate,
yeah, sure.
for those affected by same-sex yeah. attraction. And you know, they helped me along in my conversion to Catholicism. And
we have a chapter here in Indianapolis, do we
yes,
not?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. Mm-hmm. Courage is in a lot of places, but it's a ministry that needs to expand as well. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of misunderstanding. The church is always inclusive. You know, the church welcomes with open arms everyone, because we are all made in the image and likeness of God. Amen. And we are called to communion with Him. I attended the Courage Conference this past weekend and the International Conference. And someone was talking about, I think it was Father Philip Bochansky, in his talk at the very last of the conference, was talking about St. Francis of Assisi in ecstasy, and brother, I think it was Lawrence, who found him saying, "O Lord, who are you? And O Lord, who am I?" And, you know, that is really what we're called get to know God.
So, amen. Amen. So. We just have a couple minutes left. It goes so quickly. It always mm-hmm. goes so quickly. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Kyle Stevens, who actually, it is because of you, Kyle, that we are going to have for the very first time a mass in September for those affected by mental illness. We also have Deacon Mike Braun, the director of the Secretariat for Pastoral Ministry. Give us the who, what, when, where, whys of the mass, Deacon, and then if you would maybe give us a little summary and your blessing.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to thank Kyle for his coming forward to us and talking about this with us. He's a man of courage.
Amen.
To use his word, and man of faith, and that comes through real clear when you spend any time with him. But our mass for those who have mental illness and their families and friends and mental health professionals is Sunday, September 24th at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish. Father Michael Hoyt is presiding. And following Mass, we'll have a reception downstairs in the auditorium there. There will not be any talks or anything. It's just a quiet reception to gather in support of each other. And so we ask that anyone that's planning to attend, if they could register, just so we know how many cookies to get. Because if I don't want a bunch of cookies left over in the office, because I can't resist them.
Depends on what kind of cookies they are, I guess.
So September 24th, 1:30 p.m., and we look forward to celebrating with our brothers and sisters and praying with them.
Yeah, amen. Just a note, we have, if you need more information, you can contact Carrie Carroll at 317-236-1521, or you can email her at kcarroll@archindy.org.
So, thank you.
And Deacon, if you could offer us your blessing in closing.
Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity here to meet today with Catholic Radio and share Kyle's story and promote the mass that's coming up. And we ask you to bless all those who struggle with mental illness and their families at this time. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.